The entire fate of the crypto market rests on the outcome of the Trump versus Kamala election in a couple of days.
Depending on who wins this election, it could have dire consequences for everything crypto. So in this episode, we're going to tell you exactly how to play it.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
The United States of America federal election is in a couple of days, and the outcome is going to have a massive impact on everything Bitcoin and crypto.
This is a very important episode because depending on who wins the election, it could have a massive consequence for what the crypto market does going into the future. We know that the Republicans with Trump have been a little bit more pro-crypto, whereas the Democrats and Kamala have been a little bit more, let's say, over-regulated in the industry. And that's why you're seeing a lack of innovation in the U.S. You're seeing a lot of big companies afraid to get into the market. So whatever happens, and maybe Bitcoin is already telling the future, as if you look over the past few days, just how well it's actually been performing, maybe the markets know that Trump is about to win this election.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think Bitcoin and crypto has always been pitched as one of the most efficient of the global capital markets because it's open every day. It's not closed on the weekends. It's open 24 hours a day. It's not closed, 4 p.m. to whatever. It's always open and it moves instantly. So when there is a global conflict or there is a big announcement or something political around the world, you can often gauge what's happening by simply looking at the price of Bitcoin, right? When we saw the Israel-Iran conflict or the Russia invading Ukraine, Bitcoin is the fastest to react because if it happens overnight, the stock market can't react, right? And in this case, what you're seeing, what we're maybe seeing a prediction here, is that Trump winning, which is clearly the betting favorite, at time of recording, he's around 65% betting odds. Maybe him getting into office is being priced into the Bitcoin markets already. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. So who would we rather see win? I mean, no matter what their stances are on, worldly events and how they feel about maybe the environment and stuff like this, all those things aside, this is a crypto show, this is an investing show. Mm-hmm. So we're going to focus and hone in on that alone.
Yep.
So looking at the Republicans, they seem to be pro-crypto. They're all about innovation. They see it as enhancing economic growth. They're pushing for regulatory clarity. Whereas when you look at the Democrats, they're all about caution and concern and not looking for regulatory clarity as much as they are looking to need to regulate. Mm. And you can kind of see their stance with the way they're coming out about social media. It's like they want to regulate social media. They need it to have a particular messaging. Mm. Whereas Republicans, it seems a little bit more like, have at it. Hence why I think Elon Musk has been such a huge advocate for Trump.
Right.
And then you can look at, who's spearheading both the Republican side and who's spearheading the Democratic side. Who would you rather had? Cynthia Lummis, who is like putting out bills, trying to push Bitcoin laws and all these things. Or would you rather have Elizabeth Warren, the Democrats?
Who we know is...
Clearly, I feel like there's one side that you'd rather see win versus the other. And this will have some huge consequences for, as we mentioned, the entire crypto market.
For sure. So, I think it's insane that we stand here in 2024 and the odds-on betting favorite to become the next president of the United States, which is Donald Trump, regardless of your political stance. The fact that he is the favorite and he's out here shilling his own NFTs. He's launched a coin. He's raised an ICO. He is speaking at Bitcoin Nashville. Like, it's just, it's crazy how pro-crypto and pro-Bitcoin he's become. And of course, we need to understand that these are politicians, and at the end of the day, they're just saying things to gain votes from the tech sector, from the crypto sector, and who knows what he will actually do or she will actually do if they get into office. But it is just insane that the odds-on favorite is, has an NFT and a shilling a coin. Like, who had that on their bingo card this year? You know what I mean? Like, it's insane. So let's start with, again, let's start, look at the Republican side, because they are, at that time of recording, the betting favorite, right? So, interestingly enough, you know, Donald Trump, he called Bitcoin and crypto a scam years ago, right? Because he didn't really understand it. But he's completely shifted his stance lately. He's saying, look, at the end of the day, Donald Trump's a businessman, right? He sees the opportunity for himself and America to champion this new technology, to start making money. And he said, look, the world is going to adopt crypto and Bitcoin regardless of what happens in this election. Do they want to be left behind, or do they want to champion this and profit from it and kind of bring the innovation into America? And I see, as a businessman, I think Trump kind of sees that.
Look at how Bitcoin has been performing since 2009. It doesn't matter who's in office, whether it's a Republican, a Democrat, whatever. If you look back at some of our episodes where we highlighted, you know, where Bitcoin is on October 2012, October 2016, October 2020, it had three things in common, and that was liquidity, it was election year, and a halving year. So no matter what, no matter who's in office, you're still going to see Bitcoin performing as it normally does, and that's providing 44% year-over-year returns. Like, and you can't change that. And that's why Wall Street's now getting in.
Yep.
So now that Wall Street and BlackRock have infiltrated the Bitcoin market, let's say, because I do view Bitcoin and crypto separately.
Right.
I will get to my thesis on crypto momentarily, but Bitcoin's going to keep doing what it's doing.
Yep.
I mean, look at like this news headline that came out about Microsoft looking to start purchasing Bitcoin.
Right.
Who is the largest shareholder of Microsoft, or one of the? It's BlackRock. They own 7% of a company that holds, I think, $400 billion in assets.
Right.
This is they see what MicroStrategy is doing, Michael Saylor, his approach, you know, taking convertible debt, buying more Bitcoin and all these things. And MicroStrategy has been the number one performer out of all the stocks on the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to start adopting this strategy. Who else is BlackRock owned stocks in, a percentage of shares in? Apple, Google, et cetera. Eventually, all these large companies are going to continue to accumulate this strategy. And why not? It makes sense, because BlackRock, the more assets under management that they hold, the more fees they collect.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most successful ETF that's ever existed. BlackRock is going to continue having all its wealth managers continue to push for Bitcoin, push for it. And we can see, like, there's also all the macro conditions that are happening, the debasement of the US dollar, you know, BRICS nation maybe starting their own currency. So there's so many catalysts. And like I said, Wall Street is already infiltrated. It's all going to be Bitcoin based. And that's my stance on where I see Bitcoin. It doesn't matter who actually wins for this.
I mean, I think I agree with you that Bitcoin is going to do its thing. But then going to the other side of the thing, like you said, crypto is kind of a different part of the Bitcoin equation, correct, right? So if you look at the different crypto policies, well, first of all, I mean, Donald Trump has come out and said that he's floated the idea of a national Bitcoin reserve a few times for the United States of America, a government stockpile of Bitcoin, potentially supporting the United States dollar, right? So that's interesting, but maybe it's just something he talked about. But in terms of the crypto-specific stuff, one of the most important things that Donald Trump said he's going to do is remove Gary Gensler as head of the SEC, right?
Let's go.
So this is what, if you've been in crypto for a while, you know that Gary Gensler is one of the public enemies number one. He's famously sued many of these large crypto projects out there, accusing them of being securities, whether it's Ethereum, XRP, blah, 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 blah. The list goes on. He's very famous for providing ambiguous regulations, you know, like it's there's no concrete data. He's just kind of throwing things that are very, it's hard to interpret them. Companies that are trying to foster innovation within the United States of America can't actually get a yes or no from the SEC. And this has created a huge problem within America for these companies that are trying to build legitimate platforms. He also suggested the formation of the Crypto Advisory Council to advise officially on these crypto policies, to create an actual framework where companies can come and build without stepping on the line of the law, right? Like, this is things we need. Another thing that he said is he's publicly opposed CBDCs. You know, Trump is, again, he's businessman, free markets, capitalism. This is kind of the things he stands behind. So he said that CBDCs and all that kind of stands against that. you know, in general, you're going to see that the Trump policies are more, like you said at the start of the show, more like open market capitalism, free economy, whereas the Democrats seem to be a little bit more towards the regulation. And we're going to make the decision for you as the government, what you can invest in, and we're going to protect you. But when they say they're going to protect you, that doesn't always work out.
No, it doesn't. And I, you know, I'm happy if they get rid of Gary Gensler and overhaul the entire SEC, because it's going to provide that framework that allows for, like you said, the open markets to dictate and bring in innovation. So all these companies that are US-based, like Axe and Dow, they can't offer staking. Mm. They can't offer staking. They can't even talk about it, you know? But the moment you get maybe an SEC that does a rule with an iron fist, now you can have these companies like, hell yeah, let's offer staking. We have some clarity, you know? And I think when that happens, you can start to see tokens starting to get locked up in certain projects, which will eliminate sell pressure. I think you'll see more money step into the space because they see, like, look, the clarity's there now.
Yep.
I don't have to be afraid of being tossed in jail for starting up, you know, this crypto company.
Mm.
So I think that you could see a lot more capital flow into the space because of maybe if the Republicans do end up winning this election.
Yeah, I think so. And then when you go and you do some analysis on the Democrats' policies and Kamala Harris. So first of all, you know, again, we have to just come out and prep, like, I'm not supporting Trump. I'm not supporting Harris. We don't even live in the United States. We're purely analyzing their stance on crypto and Bitcoin in this episode. So when you look at the Democrats' stance on crypto, first of all, you can see what they've done over the past 4 years, right? As you said, Elizabeth Warren, very famously anti-crypto. She's always coming out and saying things like, oh, crypto is a home for money laundering. Crypto is used by criminals only. And then you see TD Bank being sued for $2 billion for allowing nearly $1 trillion worth of illegal cartel-backed money laundering transactions through their legitimate banks in America.
And that's where they're saying crypto uses money laundering.
Exactly.
Here they are doing that.
Exactly. So they're going after one industry for doing something and then just like, oh yeah, here, little slap on the wrist, fine for it. When the line, I would say 99% of money laundering is happening in fiat currency, maybe 1% in crypto, maybe. Like, yeah. So you can tell that she's outdated. She doesn't really understand crypto. And then in terms of like Kamala in particular, I know she's just a figurehead and she's not making any decisions, but she's so, it's hard to really get a read on what she thinks because she doesn't really say a whole lot about like her, she doesn't go in these long rants like Trump does about the policies and what she actually thinks. So it's a bit of a question mark to see what she'll actually do. And markets don't like uncertainty. What is Kamala going to do if she wins? Well, we don't actually know. That's the thing. Is she going to continue to carry on the Biden policies spearheaded by Elizabeth Warren and Gary Gensler against all these securities, or is she going to do something different? We don't know. And the uncertainty, I don't like the uncertainty.
No, I don't like the uncertainty either. So what I'm thinking is ultimately Bitcoin is going to do whatever it does. It's going to operate its own independent, separate from the crypto market. I could potentially see the results coming in and it becomes a sell the news event, potentially. Because everybody's expecting, oh yeah, if Trump wins, everything's going to the moon.
Yep.
It always does the opposite. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just like over leveraged individuals getting flushed out, all these things. But if you look at how Bitcoin's performed since 2009, it's going to continue up on its upward trajectory, especially with all this buy pressure coming in. So I could see that buy the news, sell the rumor happening in the short term time frame.
Mm.
Long term, I think it's going to be great for Bitcoin. Long term, I think it'll be way better for crypto companies in the US. And that's kind of my stance. And I'm, for this election, I'm just for the crypto perspective and investing, I could see the Republicans ending up way better for crypto.
Yeah, I mean, like my personal thoughts and belief on markets and economies, I'm very much pro open markets, pro capitalism, pro people making their own decision when it comes to starting businesses, buying things, investing. Like it, I think it's on the people. Obviously, there needs to be some protection from the government, but if there is regulation, it needs to be clear. And that's where I think the Democrats have failed, because they've provided an unclear regulation area for businesses to come. They're actually harming crypto in America. Bitcoin's going to do its thing. Crypto is going to do its thing. It's a fast-growing area of the financial markets. And the United States has a decision. They can either be left behind in the crypto market and let Asia and Europe pass them and have all these innovative crypto companies, Web3 companies, blockchain companies move to areas where regulation is clear, or they can take the other stance and actually foster innovation and make United States and North America the home of crypto and Bitcoin and bring all of that money that's going to be generated by these companies that are will be tax dollars into North America. And I think you can't fight this technology. Like, it's going to happen one way or the other. Why would you push it out to other areas of the world like China? Why would you push it out to Europe? I think you need to embrace it. And I think the Republicans are at least what they're saying, we don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
At least what they're saying seems to line up with what I believe it should be right for financial markets. So that's why I think, just in this particular stance, I think I like the Republicans' policy better than the Democrats, notwithstanding all their other policies. Like, we're not going to get into all that stuff because it's not a political show. But yeah, what is my prediction? What I think is going to happen? I mean, it looks like the Republicans and Trump are going to win, but anything can happen. I think you're right. I think it's going to be a sell the news event. People are going to be like, oh yeah, over leveraging, 100x long. Bitcoin's going to be already at like, you know, 70 something K probably. And I think it's going to be a shakeout, and then it will continue doing what it's doing. But I think the most important thing is that we need clear policies that will foster innovation in North America. And I think the market's pricing that in. Like, I think if Kamala had a 65% lead in the markets right now,
we'd be sitting at like low 50s.
Yeah, people would be panic selling. They're like, oh, she's going to ban Bitcoin. They're going to ban crypto. Everybody run. And I think, like what I said at the start of the episode, Bitcoin is one of the most efficient markets in predicting future events. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree. So here we are. That's our prediction for the upcoming election. Mm-hmm. That's what we believe the crypto markets will do, what Bitcoin will do. If you guys have any insight into, you know, what you think the price of Bitcoin will do, or what the crypto markets will do depending on who wins, let us know in the comments and then tune into the next episode.
Ooh, that one's going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.